Is it okay if I sit down?
Are they going in nature or their own glory?
Okay.
Well, I'm writing my portfolio is on based on two concepts of spirit of the land. And the first one is the nurture connection to land and place. And based on the conference, with the round tables, I kind of felt like the people in who I was talking to, some of them couldn't understand why we're so connected to the land, as an indigenous person. And I did the proper protocol to my uncle and talked about this and asked him what I can say to make it to have more clarity on the issue. So I wrote it down here, so I'll read it. And it's to us indigenous people that have a close connection to the land through the four things of land, water, mountains, and trees, also through our spirituality, meaning the connection to the land we have through our spirit. For example, I've been taught to respect Gawinau Aski, that's Mother Earth, because she gives us life, the air we breathe, the water we drink, the food we eat, and the medicine that cures us from our ailments, whatever that may be. With our spirit as an indigenous person, my Cree name is Eagle Woman, and it's Gihiusquew, and the meaning behind that is the eagle is my protector. My spirit is the eagle, which is a sacred, powerful animal. The reason for the sacredness of the eagle is that it flies closest to the Creator. And when I see an eagle, I offer it tobacco and pray for my family and myself to keep us safe and healthy, safe from harm and guidance and strength. And also thanking the eagle for coming to see me. I received my name through a sweat lodge about 15 years ago, and I have three children, and the connection when I received my Cree name like that, I grew up with a traditional family, like my grandparents, they were really traditional. And with this class, and it just brought me back to what I was taught, and to my Gokum, my grandmother, she always it was her ritual to go to a farmer's market and buy local fruit, vegetables. And so that's what I've been doing now. I've never did that. I always wondered, that's so expensive. But since I do that now, and I'll go on and tell you about the connection that we indigenous people have with the land is through our spirituality. We believe that everything has a spirit. We believe we were created through our land, by our Creator, the Creator. I believe that everyone should hear the creation story. It is an amazing story that puts everything into perspective if an individual has faith, and especially if they don't have faith. And it truly is amazing. I tried to get someone to come, but it was too late. The guy that would have came, he's off,
So I tried to have someone come here just to have, like, a short story, but he was on holiday. My husband and children have prenames as well. My husband is, I can't say it in Cree, I can't. But it means eagle that fans. But the meaning is when it is in the air, when you see an eagle flying in the air, it stays in one spot fanning its wings. And I'm not sure how the meaning, like how the meaning of his name, but when sweet grass is lit, the smoke is fanned with an eagle feather or eagle fan. My oldest child, my oldest son, I'll show you pictures. He's 16. He has a long, thick, black braid, like, all the way to his butt. And his name is Okdumau Apo, or Okdumau Kump. And the meaning is, when I asked my uncle the meaning, he couldn't really come up with a meaning in English, but it's mostly meaning the Sundance ceremony. The closest I can say is sitting chief, like a born leader, and his ability to lead people. He has an ability to lead people, to speak with wisdom. He has a very powerful name. He received his name at a Sundance ceremony the year he was, a month before he turned 2. And when that year, it was strange to me at that time, because it was his own decision to not cut his hair. I tried to get his hair cut at a barbershop, and he just refused. He just had his hands on his hair, so I never cut his hair. I've never cut his hair. His hair is long. So I thought maybe that's why. And my uncle said he, from such an early age, he already knew what he wanted. So he wanted long hair and a braid. And in our culture, like our hair is like our strength, and it's like the Bible, like Samson, mm-hmm. like when he cut his hair. Mm-hmm. God. And my youngest son, he's 9. His prename is Biwaps Gawasis, meaning iron child. The meaning behind that is he is strong. He has a powerful mind. Whatever he puts his mind to, he'll do. The meaning behind his name, and this was really interesting. I just found this out through my uncle. His name, when our ancestors, like, they used to foresee the future, and this was before trains came along, and iron is like an element, and they called the train, the iron horse, and it's like the, how would I put it? It was so powerful, it can move anything. Like, and how my uncle worded it, it was like everything came from the earth. All the elements, like what Eagle was talking about, her vehicle, like that. So, and I was amazed by his meaning behind his name. And like, there's an Iron Man, and I go, the superhero. And he looked at me, and I laughed, and I go, he goes, what? And I go, oh, nothing. But yeah, and then he goes, and there's a, He said the Iron Lady, they called the Iron Lady Margaret Thatcher. And I'm like, oh, and she goes, she was a determined woman. And I'm like, oh, okay. So yeah, that just, I thought I'd throw that in there. And